Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In Proverbs 27 and verse 17, the Word of God says, "Iron sharpens iron, and so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Iron sharpens iron. And in this same way, a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Now, one of the things that plague our society and Christians also, perhaps more deeply than almost anything else, is what goes on in the relationships that they possess. And by that I don't mean necessarily marriages, although that can include, or any kind of a romantic thought of relationship. It can simply be relationships among friends or relationships just among people in general. These things really plague people. A lot of time and energy and effort is spent on the results of those things going wrong. And so I want to talk just for a few minutes about this particular verse, that iron sharpens iron. And in the same way, a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Why? Because this tells me how to have relationships. The relationships that I have to sharpen me and build me. Now, what does it mean that iron sharpens iron? Well, iron in the Word of God speaks of doctrine. This is why the Word of God tells us that those who reign in the millennium are going to reign with a rod of iron. It's not that they're going to be difficult or harsh. It's not that they're going to be cruel. They will reign with doctrine. In other words, as the Word of God reigns in that person's life, so they will reign over perhaps a city or a nation. When the Word of God speaks of iron sharpening iron, it's the same thing that is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder the joints and the marrow and the soul and the spirit, the Word of God. When I have a relationship, when I have a friendship, it must be built around the Word of God. Very often, even among believers, relationships are not built around the Word of God. Relationships are usually, I would say the vast majority of the time, relationships, whether they are marital or just friendships or colleagues at work, relationships are all too often built around personality rapport. In other words, my personality meshes with your personality. There's something in my soul that meshes with something in your soul. Perhaps we both are intellectual and we enjoy each other's intellectual capacity. Perhaps we are both artistic and we enjoy each other's artistic. Perhaps we both like football and we appreciate that in each other, that we like football. Or maybe we just both like to be silly and we enjoy in each other being silly. And while there's nothing wrong with those things in and of themselves, it's not how you have relationships. The way that a healthy friendship is built is that iron sharpens iron. Now, by that I do not mean that if somebody does not live up to my version of the law, that I start to criticize them. That's not sharpening. That's tearing down. By that I mean that Christ in me brings out the Christ in you. By that I mean that the doctrine in my heart both fellowships with, responds to, and initiates to the doctrine in your heart. That means that Christ is between you and me. Folks, when you have friendships or relationships of any sort, make sure that the foundation of those relationships is the Word of God. Because if it is not, then it is not actually what the Bible calls a friendship. Now, there are a number of friends brought out in the Bible. But clearly, perhaps the strongest example is Jonathan and David. And the source, the foundation of that friendship, what made that friendship so wonderful, what made it work, was that Christ was between them. In other words, iron sharpened iron. Now, let me ask you something. What is your life about? And that's not a critical question. That's an honest question. What is your life about? And I think that everyone in this room would say, bottom line, my life is about getting to know God. Now, there may be a lot of other details in my life, and because we live in this world, certainly there will be. But the bottom line of my life, what do I really desire out of life? I desire to get to know God. I desire His will, which is simply another way of entering into getting to know Him. I desire His call. It's another way. I desire to be conformed to His image. I desire to know Him. I desire His love. I desire His character. These are all aspects of getting to know God. In your relationships, in your friendships, are you getting to know God in those friendships? Now, when I say that, I'm not saying, are you religious in those friendships? Are you spouting scriptures in those friendships? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is iron sharpening iron. I'm saying as you fellowship with another believer who you call your friend, are you getting to know God? Is God's character being produced in you? Or is it something like a personality rapport? We all have both, but we really only desire one. But all of us go to the place sometimes where we have both. And sometimes just the one, and not the one we want. That's not a thing to be condemned about. That's a thing that I grow into. When a person is first saved, they don't know what it is to be a friend. They don't know how to be a friend. They don't know how to have a relationship. But whatever relationship I have with my friends, or with my family, or if I'm married with my spouse, whatever relationship I have is built on the foundation of who God is. Apart from building it that way, I don't have a friendship and I don't have a relationship. What I may have is an attempt to procure. I may have an attempt to satisfy. I may have an attempt to gain something in some other way. But is it something that brings the character of God out of me? That's a friendship. How often when I am with my friends are my thoughts trivial? Or how often are they edifying? What is the exchange that I have with my friends like? Is it something that glorifies God, or is it something that simply strengthens my flesh? You see, a lot of people think that strengthening the flesh is fun, but actually it's not. Strengthening the flesh is what leads me to an increase of misery. But in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. That means that the most rewarding and enjoyable and fun relationships I have, and I can attest to this, and many of you can also, the most rewarding and enjoyable relationships I have are the ones that edify and uplift the inner man. The ones where I walk out of there and I feel like $1 million because I just got built up and I didn't even know it was happening. Because I was with my friend. And so my friend built me up. And the friend wasn't thinking, and they weren't even just, oh, you're wonderful, you're great. Not that kind of built me up. But simply the presence of my friend edified me. That is iron that sharpens iron. You see, choose your friendships such that they sharpen you. Such that God is built in you. You see, my friendships are not about my feelings per se. But when I have a friendship that is of God, I feel great when I am with my friend. My friend is a resting place to me. My friend is the one who always, without even religious talk, but who always gives me the character of Christ. And it makes me feel good. My friend loves me at all times. And even if I'm having a bad day or I'm having a good day, my friend loves me at all times. My friend will not violate my free volition, but my friend may take me and be honest with me if I am perhaps doing something they feel is not good. But that is not to criticize, that is to restore. My friend is someone that I can feel free with because I know that I will receive God's character on the other side of that. That is my friend. You see, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens the countenance of his friend. If it's a good friendship. Now, that isn't just so I would have a happy friendship. The relationships that God gives are relationships that are eternal. The relationships that God gives are the relationships that have purpose. The relationships that God gives are the relationships that not only build me in the inner man, but they also bring glory to the believer in all of eternity. Now, I remember years ago, a group of us went to Moravia in the Czech Republic. And we were near the border of Poland, Solvening. And we stayed there about a week. And when we came home, people mentioned about the whole crowd of us. You see, you guys are glowing. And they were right. I've seen that in other people. Have you ever seen that? You see somebody, oh my goodness, they're glowing. And I don't mean just a happy countenance. I mean they were glowing. It's as though light was coming out of them. Well, what is that? Is it real? Well, yeah, it is. It is real. That is the glory of God that has been established and has been placed upon a person. You can have that with friendships where God is between them. Because those friendships are actually, because it is with another believer, those friendships are the presence of God being imparted to that person. And I may be fellowshipping with only a person, and that person, maybe I've even known them for a long time, and they are my friend. But it's really God's presence when it is a Spirit-filled believer that I'm fellowshipping with. Now, we may laugh, we may be silly, we may have fun, we may cut up. But I am still fellowshipping with the presence of God. It's not religious, it's just the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in that person is enjoying the Holy Spirit in me. And likewise, the Holy Spirit in me is enjoying the Holy Spirit in that person. And when that happens, I greatly enjoy being in the company of that person. I come out of there and I feel like I've been built up. I see that person, I can't wait just to talk and hang out and talk and have fun and whatever. Why? It is a friendship that God has given. The way that we have a relationship is that iron sharpens iron. And when that happens, I meet the glory of God and it reflects in me. Because I was in the presence of this person, I was in the presence of God. And when I was in the presence of God, God's glory reflects in me. So not only am I built up, but then other people that I may talk to receive the benefit of the fact that I have a godly friendship with somebody else. As iron sharpens iron. Now the Word of God says in Exodus 33:11, that the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. Moses was looking at God. And the Lord was looking at Moses. And He spoke to him face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And then in 34:29 of Exodus it says, "And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai," and this, now mind you, Moses was speaking to God as a man speaks to his friend. Now that tells me something, that I can speak to God as a man speaks to his friend, but I can also, because of the law of reciprocity, speak to my friend in much the same way that I speak to God. You know who the best friends are? The ones that are intimate with God make the most wonderful friends. The healthiest relationships among spouses is when each spouse individually of the other, from the other, individually has this really healthy relationship with God. And they speak to God as a man speaks to his friend. And then they speak to their friend as a man speaks to God. You see, this is where a relationship turns from something that is simply an earthly expression of appreciation of personality into an eternal manifestation of the life of God and the building of that life toward a person. When you are with your friends, make it eternal. I didn't say make it religious. I said make it eternal. How do I do that? In the center of my heart, in the frame of reference in my mind, is my Savior. And though I may simply be telling jokes or talking about football or what have you, it becomes eternal. Because it's not the words that edify, is the Spirit within. And that Spirit is extraordinarily edifying to be around. And so these poor people who simply have friendships based on personality rapport, they don't really get any benefit except for a few moments of distraction. But when I am fellowshipping with the Spirit in you, and you're fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit in me, that's not distraction. That's pure edification. This is how the body of Christ is made to function. You see, we are meant to sharpen one another as iron sharpens iron. We're not meant to be religious. On the other hand, talking doctrine I think is very enjoyable. But that's not the requisite. It's the Spirit. It's the Spirit. Personally, there aren't too many things in my opinion that are worth talking about for very long. And then I'd rather talk the Word of God again. But that's not even the requisite. You see, it's the Word of God that's lodged in the heart that produces the ability for the Spirit to manifest Himself to the other person. Your best friends are the ones that impart the Spirit of God. That's a best friend. As a man sharpens the countenance of his friend, that friend grows in who God is. This is why God gives such friendships. This is why there's so few of them. A good friend is an extraordinarily rare thing. And frequently it may take years to find out who is or who is not. But what is really a good friend? A good friend is the one who reveals the character of God in the friendship. And he builds that friendship according to that character of God. And so even if I fail or if I get it right, it does not matter to my friend. My friend just loves me because a friend loves at all times. And so my friend just loves me. If my friend loves me when I'm doing well and does not love me when I am not doing well, then my friendship is built on personality or on an attempt to procure something. But that's not God. The way it works when God is in the middle is it always edifies. And even when it convicts, it builds. By the way, conviction from God does not come to tear down. It comes to build. It comes to elevate me and make me to be more than I was before. But that is also how my friendships work. They elevate me and they make me more than I was without the friendship. Those are the friendships of God. And it came to pass in 34:29 of Exodus, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, and when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Moses came and he was glowing. Moses glowed. When you are in the presence of your friend, you can actually glow from the presence of God. The world does not know what a friendship is. Most people do not know what a friendship is. Most believers do not know what a friendship is. A friendship is when the Holy Spirit is speaking to the Holy Spirit. When the deep calls unto the deep. And you don't even have to say a word sometimes. Just being in the presence of the Spirit in a person calls to the spirit of the other. And there you have a friendship. When you are considering who you will marry, make sure it is a real friendship, young people. Make sure it is a real friendship. This is why I say don't date. Because it emotionally clutters your ability to recognize what is real and what is not. A real friendship builds. A real friendship brings Christ out of the other person. It doesn't condemn. It doesn't tear down. It doesn't criticize. It builds. Can you imagine Christ criticizing? Can you imagine the Savior going around and saying, "What did you do that for?" Wouldn't that be so contrary to who he is? No. The Savior always built. And so if the Savior is between us, it will build. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:39, we see something here. We see the result, what a real friendship adds, not just to my life, but to my eternity. The Word of God says, all flesh is not the same. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in honor. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. This first man, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. This is what a proper friendship does for the believer. There are two types of friendships. There are friendships that are natural, and then there are friendships that are supernatural. There are friendships that are corruptible, and there are friendships that are incorruptible. There are friendships of the flesh, and there are friendships of the spirit. Now, here's the thing. Those that I involve myself in, those are what I will take on. This is why Proverbs really is a book all about relationships. Who do you hang out with? Who do you not hang out with? Why? Because the friends that I choose, I become like them. And so I make myself friends who are spirit-filled and spirit-led, so that the friendships that I have are friendships of the Spirit. And what happens? Then they add glory unto the believer. Some of the glory that a believer will receive in heaven will be glory that was imparted to them from the people they were around. That which was built in me by my friends, the character of God that was reflected to me and I received it, given to me from my friends, and it builds me in glory. Likewise, it can happen the other way, that I hang around people who are not spiritual, who are not of the kingdom of God, who do not have God as their frame of reference or the Word of God as the foundation of their thoughts. And I may not necessarily do or think anything bad with them per se, but the Spirit is absent, and so the only thing that is left is the flesh. And when that happens, then I grow in the flesh and I lose glory. Folks, this is such a simple thing, but yet it's so important. So much of our lives revolve around this whole issue of exchange with other people, or we call relationship. Folks, in your relationships, be they simple or profound, keep Christ between me and thee. Because that's where their relationships become those that are building you. Those are the ones where the joy of the Lord is imparted to you. Those are the ones that lift you up. And those are the ones that you truly come out and say, I love this friend. Why? Because Christ is between you. Iron sharpens iron. If it is iron unto the glory of God, it will help me grow in the glory of God. But if it is iron that is of the flesh, then it will help me to grow in the flesh. In your friendships, you can go from one to the other very quickly. Don't waste your time you don't have much. The relationships you have, make them unto the glory of God. And then your relationships will be meaningful and eternal and fulfilling and profoundly enjoyable. Amen.